Yes, everybody, we are live. Thank you for joining us. This is United View. Stephen Howson, joined by John McGrath.
How you doing, man?
All right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I thought, because I knew we were doing this, I thought there's one person who's got to step up. There's one person who's got to, you know, he'd lead the team out. Because I knew...
Don't do this. If it doesn't happen,
then this little episode that we're going to have here is going to be led by one man. And it was just disappointment after disappointment, and I kind of knew what was coming. Ashley Young, again for Manchester United, was just very poor. So I just basically want to say it before you say it.
We will have a proper Young watch coming up later on. That was the cue for Cam to roll the Young watch video. He's not listening. I'm going to say Young watch once again.
Young watch.
Yeah, video's broke as well, so it's not even a video. So, much like Ashley Young, it didn't do its job.
Yeah, and he just was static.
Oh my God. Now, one of the questions I've already seen from everybody on Patreon was, is it better to play with 10 men than Ashley Young? Yeah, I think we did play with 10 men with Ashley. Oh, there we go. There's the Young watch.
Okay. Lucky moves in that one.
Yeah. Hey! Yeah. Oh. What annoys me is there was a missed opportunity. Do you know what it's like? It's almost like going, your missus, aunt knows your lottery numbers, and you go, bastard, yeah, I didn't put them on. That's what it almost feels like tonight, is that there was an opportunity there for us, and we squandered it by him not doing anything. And it's very unfair to single out one person, but that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Does anyone disagree, by the way? Does anyone actually think he had a good game tonight?
I don't think anyone would disagree.
Please, if you go, do you know what?
I think this is for United fans watching. You first, when they score after 12 minutes, your head goes a bit, it's quite shaking. You think to yourself, this could be hard, this could be not just tough, but it could be quite embarrassing. Three or four go in, but then United started to play.
We reacted
United
well.
Started to
we
play.
Didn't fold when we went.
What let us down in the attack?
Because it went to Ashley Young.
And you're thinking, come on.
And I can't even get excited because it spins out right to him, and you just go, it's going to hit the first man, or it's going to just whiz over to no fucker on the back post.
As soon as go in, I bet you saw it, that the United's reaction was fucking mint. They went, got the ball, and they went, right, we're having this. We're going to keep the ball for a bit as well, because I know a lot of people focusing on the possession for the first 20 minutes. Barcelona played their best football in the first 20 minutes of play. And then it all kind of went weird for them. Like, I don't quite know what happened. Key players didn't really shine. Suarez, considering he could have had a moment going to Old Trafford where he hates, you know what I mean, memories are there. He didn't really step up to the mark. Obviously, his goal was an own goal. That chance against De Gea.
Just if I have to just sum up the game succinctly as possible, a shit Barcelona team beat a shitter United team.
But if there was a good United team there, what do you think would beat them?
There was a bloke interrupting my full-time Devils chat after the game, and he said the 2009-2011 United sides absolutely wiped the floor with them. And he's not wrong in the slightest. They absolutely wiped the floor with both of them wiped the floor with that Barcelona team. It's so frustrating. Look, let's get a couple of positives out of the way first. One positive, Shaw's performance, top draw. One positive, Fred's performance, top draw.
Yep.
Another positive, McTominay's performance, top draw. There's another positive as well. We are brought to you by the good folks on BetBull. And we have got some pretty good sign-up offers anyway, as just that's the crack for BetBull. But listen to me very carefully right now. If you're a Patreon, you get two chances to enter because we are, as you already know, running a signed Rashford shirt giveaway over on Patreon. But we are also running a signed Rashford shirt from this season, Rashford 10, one of those, home or away, I guess, which you can choose, and I'll buy them after we've decided a winner. Signed Rashford shirt. For anybody, obviously if you're over 18 and you can actually download the app and all that kind of caper, come and follow me on BetBull, and somebody who follows me on BetBull, Mr. Stephen Howson, link is in the description. It's just a free entry. That's all you got to do.
That's my guess.
The app's free to download. Come and follow me. It's a free entry. When I get to a certain number, which is in my mind, but not yet released, I will give it away. So if you would like a free signed Rashford shirt as a positive for tonight, we'll be running that for the whole of this month. And if you're a Patreon, you've got a double chance because we're doing it for Patreon as well. They get one, and the public are getting one. So apart from that, positives-wise, We actually saw the Fred that we signed tonight.
He was good, wasn't he?
He was very good.
He was very, and I was worried that he might have lost his head a bit because the referee was giving out yellow cards for anything.
Patting for Smalling, weirdly.
For Smalling, I don't know what was going on with that. His head off. That was mental. But Fred, I was thinking, Fred, that this is your chance. Like, these are tricky players. They're going to try and wind you up a bit. They probably analyse Fred and think, if there's one player we can get into the head of, it's that Fred. You know, he's a bit loose. He was calm. Got the ball spread out wide, and he was picking up them bits in the middle where you needed that person. Where maybe we missed Herrera slightly in that role of just putting a bit of a shift in, running around the pitch, covering all sorts of ground. Fred did that tonight.
But we stopped Barcelona's attack. I mean, a lot of people saying Barcelona was only running on half or only running in second gear. They was, but do you know what? That happens as well, and that could have happened in a second leg if we'd have managed to take advantage there. Was we the better team tonight? No. But we had chances where we could have actually got a result, a draw, or even a win. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marcus has got to do better with a free kick. I mean, we was thinking about that like it was the penalty. Come on, Marcus, and he just buries it into the top taste, and you're just like, Jesus, lad, come on.
It was weird because the build-up to the game was Barcelona want this. Barcelona haven't got the name of the trophy for quite a while. They practically won La Liga. So that's in the bag. Imagine already winning that. The whole focus should have been on tonight.
Never won at Old Trafford as well before tonight.
And then Messi didn't look... A lot of focus on Messi.
Did they play him, yeah?
He did play him.
Do you know
what? He had that one free kick which was worrying when it dipped underneath, but even that wasn't Messi's style. If Messi wants to dip the free kick underneath, he can do that.
The goal was him, though. The goal was...
The goal was him. That was the one moment he shined.
What I think happened is that our defence went... We've pushed him to the side.
Yeah.
The threat's over. And we didn't expect him to willy whip it back to the back stick, and I think everyone switched off. I haven't watched the goal back again, but I think everyone switched off. Suarez is there, and it was given down as a Luke Shaw.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate knock on Luke Shaw's shoulder, and it was unfortunate. And they would go down to 1-0, and think, oh man, why? It reminded a lot of the first leg of 08 when it was 0-0. It was like no one seemed to kind of get the goal or wanted it in a weird way until we obviously go back to Old Trafford and win it.
Let's have a look at the average positions.
Yeah,
so while we're doing that, let's have a look at the quick average positions there. So, not bad shape from United in the end, really.
No.
Not really bad shape there from United. Obviously, you can see that we did play the back three, bit of a surprise, Luke Shaw centre-half.
Look at McTominay, push right up.
McTominay and Pogba, it's a standard midfield three. That's a good shape for a 4-3-3 system, and Marcus and Lukaku there both offering a bit of balance. As you can see there, Messi's off.
Why is he so far into that halfway line?
Oh, one sec. Cal, can you just go and let Ant in? That was here before. He's outside.
He's trapped. And look how far Young's up there, but you know, you want to give that freedom to the left back, the wingers back, sorry. But yeah, they are just a bit poor when they get the ball, and they have that freedom. Look how far Ashley Young's up there. He could have done stuff.
Diesel's gonna go mad now. Sorry, the dogs are just gonna go bananas for everyone. Look how far up our defence is. This isn't a team that really, really, really sat back. I mean, obviously at times it did, and Barcelona did pen us in with possession at times. But our defence is higher than their defence.
Yeah, it's true.
We're further forward than them.
If we would have sat down here and did that average positions, me and you got a team out and placed each person, you would have predicted that the defenders would have been so far back. You would have possibly think Lukaku might have been the only one who was quite high up. Mm. Rashford on the wing a bit. But I do think Martial caused him a slight bit of headache when he came on. I would like to have seen a bit more of him earlier on. But I hope that if anything does change in the second leg, it's we have that Lingard, Martial, Rashford front three. I did like Lukaku, but he didn't stand out. Like he was good.
Let's have a look at the passes. Wasn't incredible. Been noticed. Let's have a quick look at that.
Messi's link up isn't great there. It is just to show you how it can be such a one man team. If he doesn't play, they don't batter us 4-0. But he was just. We can go to the new camp with all confidence, but it could all crash down.
It could get beat 5-0.
Could get beat 5-0. If he wants it, it could happen. But like you say, there's positives out of it, and we could. Like if people around the world watching that, like they were, it's the biggest game on tonight. It's the biggest game of the draw. United didn't show themselves up.
No, we didn't. And
apart from one, if people are watching that and thinking Manchester United Football Club, right? And if they don't keep up to date with us a lot, and then their eyes are glued to, like I said, the biggest right. tie of the draw, and Ashley Young gets on the ball.
Who wore the captain's armband against Barcelona? Some of the legends, Brian Robson.
Yeah.
Real Ferdinand.
Yeah. You're whispering it.
Roy Keane. I'm whispering because these are legends of the game. Lionel Messi lined up in that tunnel tonight and went...
It's weird, man. That's the first thing people see when you watch tune in around the world, is that tunnel shot of legends, and the hype was around Messi being this god of football, and he stood next to Ashley Young as they both walk out. Ashley Young was given, but I think even deep down Ashley Young knows he's not Manchester United standing anymore.
So get injured then, man. Do us all a favour.
He's living the dream, isn't he?
Right, let's do Young Watch. We're doing fucking Young Watch. We're doing Young Watch.
Oh, have we not done Young Watch already?
No, this is Young Watch. Yeah. Welcome to Young Watch. Here we go.
Sounds quite weird, doesn't it?
Yes.
if this was audio, what?
Anyway, this is Captain Ashley Young Watch. Tonight, I think Ashley Young put in the single worst performance that I've ever seen from a single individual Manchester United player. 0 out of 11 crosses. That, right, let's just break this
That's
down,
That's a
right?
big statement you just said then.
I can't, I mean, there might be some, but I can't think of one off the top of my head, right? 11 times against Barcelona, right? If you get 11 chances against Burnley, get 11 chances.
Yeah.
11 times he's got the ball on the right-hand side of the pitch in a crossing opportunity and done fuck all with it. Let's just get it real. Fuck all. 11 think about 11 times. This is Barcelona. Yeah, yeah, you're lucky to get one good opportunity. Fucking. Do you know how many times? I'm going to have to rewatch the game and count them. If you get David Beckham with 11 opportunities to whip the ball in the box,
they're going in.
Someone's getting the napper
and
on.
And also,
it.
As well, it wasn't just like the first man got to them. Some of them were very poor crosses that didn't even like lift off the ground. Some of them. They just sort of rattled towards the Barcelona defence, where they just picked it up off the bottom, going, we can take this all day, boys. We've got 1-0 lead at Old Trafford, a place we've never won before. We might not be playing our best, but if he's putting in crosses like that,
all
we're having
day,
them.
Baby. I mean, the refereeing, I haven't... Obviously, I was in the stand. I can't fully say whether all of them was right or wrong. It didn't feel like a lot of them was right at the time. It didn't feel like everything was all sweetness and light. As I said, we are sponsored by BetBull. Mm-hmm. I did have a bet this week, and if you want to come and follow my bets, and obviously if you want the opportunity to win a Marcus Rashford signed shirt, then you need to come and follow me on BetBull. I had 2-2.
Now, you could see how 2-2 could have come about if we bagged our chances, had better crosses in, and obviously Suarez should have scored. De Gea as well, with a wonderful save against Coutinho when there was that follow-up, and you thought, De Gea was good then. So 2-2, there could have been more goals than there were in this game, but just something was stopping it. So Stanley, you got no money. Is that saying drinks aren't on you?
They're not on me tonight. I also had two hackers going into this as well, which was quite wild odds, to be fair, and it's fair enough. And the two hackers that I had, both unfortunately, I had one with United winning, I had one with United losing.
That's nice.
And the one with Barcelona winning also had Tottenham winning.
Right. Good. So far, so good.
But and I also had Liverpool drawing in it in both of them, so that was down the pan straight away. I did enjoy that game last night. Again, City were shit.
What are we going on about City? Yeah, they were shit. They were shit last night. I mean, they were just a bit. Yeah, what should we say about City? Yeah, they were shit. Got it wrong, Pep.
They were shit.
Well, he might not have got it wrong today, but the only thing he might have got wrong is playing Ashley Young. What's going to happen? Also, as well, here's the thing: the pre-match build-up.
Do you put this on Ollie though? Because he's seeing what I'm seeing.
Yeah, because he's got to think: why is he picking Ashley Young? Is he too scared to shake things up?
The substitutions could have been better.
Yeah.
Not necessarily with who came on, just with who came off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you keep Dolo on, you throw him right back, you go back four like we did, yeah, and you bring on the players that you bring on, and there's no dramas. I don't really like Rashford coming off a prayer at the end, but I understand the thought process.
What was I going to say? Before the game, the start of, like, if Shaw or Young get a yellow card, they're out the next tie. Young didn't. But Shaw did. So Shaw's not going to be playing in the new camp. And I was thinking to myself, do you know what?
It was excellent tonight.
Do you know what? I was thinking, call Young, get a yellow card, because then we could have a... But didn't happen, did it? So Shaw's out the next game. I think
which means maybe you get like Brandon William or Ethan Laird get to travel at least with the squad.
Yeah, because that'd be meant for them. Go to the new camp. Yeah. Them youngsters.
Where's Damien?
Where's
Damien?
We need to do Damien.
Does he even know that? Does he even know that he still plays for United? He'd be like,
weird episode of Long Lost Family.
Really?
He's just
I wondered
in a caravan with Rojo, just like living the dream in Anglesey. Like, what's going on?
I'm depressed.
It's not, it's all right, man.
I'm depressed because, but it could have been better. And this is what the nightmare is, that Barcelona come up and they steamroll you because it's Barcelona.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. So I'm disappointed that we had the opportunities and we fluffed our lines.
There is one man who I think we're going to talk about. I mean, that stood out for today. And do you know what? I bet the people watching going, who is he? And that was McTominay. Jose Mourinho's manager's player.
Let's have a look at
season.
His actions.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, Jose Mourinho's manager of the season.
Let's just say he called it, wherever he is in the world, watching.
A lot of very good actions there, considering he was up against the midfield that he was up against there. Fair play, credit where it's due. And as we mentioned as well, let's have a look at his passing. Not so much on the passing front, it was definitely more a defensive one. But he was pretty capable.
He looks like a pain in the arse. For Barcelona, that's what he was. He was a pain in their ass. Now, like, who is this lad?
This one was also impressive. Not so much on the challenge front, as you can see there, but look at his actions. That is a box-to-box job. That was Fred's best performance in the United shirt by a country mile, and considering the opposition as well, fair play to him. And check this passing out. Oh my days, come on, my mate. That's mint.
That is mint. And it's all not just like in the midfield, you might think they kind of predict what you do by going down the right, but as you can see...
We spread it.
We spread it.
We went left and we went right, which is what we've been asking for ages. Balance.
Barclays
balance.
Well, it gives us a bit like, fucking hell, like, we've had a negative result, obviously, against Wolves. We thought, what's going to happen here? But we put our little... You know, like you said, it could have been better. But it wasn't. So
do you like my new iPhone?
That's very nice. I said you should get some made if you want to get them for your phones, because I'd have it. I'll write a link in the comment.
Me and Ben will obviously be back re-dissecting this tomorrow night if you want to come and join us. And also make sure to send your pizzas over to us. I'll get retweeting all of those if you've had a pizza this week. Righty, let's get into the questions from everybody. Harry says, would you rather play with 10 men or Ashley Young on the pitch? You already know the answer. We are playing with 10 men with Ashley Young on the pitch. Gordon says, sitting in the south stand about a Peter Crouch away from Ashley Young, I can officially confirm he is fucking shit.
There was a weird thing with the crowd today when Ashley Young was on the ball, that a sense that they'd given up. And also, I was worried that there might have been boos or sort of like jeers at him.
It's a moo, you know. It's not a boo. It's a moo.
Because it's like, what the fuck going on? And it was probably like the 8th or 9th crosswind just didn't happen for him. You could feel or even hear the frustration around Old Trafford. You know, this is our moment here. Oh, what are you doing, man? Come on. You could feel the disappointment drop. So,
probably, I hate football. Was this the game where Fred finally arrives as a three-headed hybrid? Yeah, man.
Hope so.
Fred has been above average in Europe and below average in the Premier League. Should we set up a separate match day squad designated for each competition? There was a little element of this to Lindelof last season, and that was just a certain style that suited him right and wrong.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, Jason Park used to always be good class in Champions League games.
And good knockout games. He was a grafter, wasn't he?
He was a grafter. Don't worry with Fred.
Dea, I thought we'd tactically set up really well with Shaw out for the return leg. Who do you think will play in this position? Delo? I think you just put Delo in.
Yeah. But like you say, positives if he brings a youngster.
On the bench, he'll be on the bench. Lewis says, PK really held Rashford down tonight. What could Rashford do on the away leg to avoid being outplayed? I don't think he was outplayed. We was looking really dangerous when we put the ball in behind him, and some of the balls were phenomenal. Yeah. I think a little bit more practice on that. Barca play a high line, and we pushed it back. As we saw before when we looked at the average positions, I think they got pushed back because they were scared of Marcus. Mm. That's my belief.
I think he needs his mates as well. I think Lingard, get Martial on for the next leg. If everyone's fully fit, I think we give him, you know, a bit of a go there. Because they weren't like incredible at the back. And if Rashford had a bit more of a, I don't think it was confidence, I just think he didn't know if it was going to go for him today, because he was like, you could see him and that free kick. And
he's also dealing with an injury for the last month.
Yeah, it could be
an element of that still. Blake says, can Laird get a shot now for next week? I hope so. Again, obviously, we've got to deal with West Ham this weekend. Was taking Lukaku off the right thing to do at the time? I didn't have an issue with that one.
No, I didn't have an issue with that one. He was a bit of a...
He was all right.
He was okay, yeah.
But he weren't great and he weren't shit.
Give him
it's just all right,
10,
yeah.
7 out.
Matt says, were Barca just shit or really are we really impressive? In areas, we were good. I wouldn't say really impressive. I think we were good. And, yeah, they were also not quite vintage Barcelona.
Yeah, don't get why, though. Don't get why.
Who do you think was at fault for the goal, or was it a collective? Right, yeah, I think... We sort of saw Messi wide and went, threat over with. Oh shit, what's he doing?
And then
Suarez, and then he whips it back, and we switched off. Yeah,
a world class player in the middle of the pitch.
Lewis says Brandon Williams could be given a small chance at breaking through into the first team if he's given a good 5-10 minutes. How well do you think he'll do against a fairly attacking side like West Ham? Now, this is what you would like to see from Ollie, is go, right, okay, can we give some minutes here? Because he's had a lot of praise for giving youth some time, but you know, he's had opportunities there. Like, we saw Rojo again on the bench tonight.
Yeah,
that could have been somebody else. Three-headed Hydra, would you start questioning Ollie if Young is still playing regularly come next season? Yeah, I would.
Next season. I don't know if he just wants to. Does he feel like it's a bit too much to shake things up straight away now? But if he's doing it next season, man, and we're still sat here in a year's time against someone else in the quarterfinals of the Champions League,
I'll lose my mind.
Yeah, man.
Can we throw Young in the gap? I'll be in the canal if he's here still next year doing that. Sean says, you think we've got every chance to pull another out of the hat? I think Ollie has had a good look at how they're going to play and maybe more attacking because they couldn't deal with us when we pressed high. There's obviously a worry in there at home that you have to be aware of, and you have to be aware of it with Messi and Barcelona always anyway, and that is if you push, they can hit you, and they can hit you as good as anybody, especially that little knobhead. Whereas away, there's less emphasis on that. Like, there's almost nothing to lose. We do have to start like we started in Paris, though. And I swear to God, my laptop can't take another drink going over it like that. But we will find out on Tuesday.
I can't take it either. There was a VAR decision as well today, don't forget. Kind of worked against us.
That was annoying.
That was annoying, but I think it's correct.
Because it was... Ryan says, proud of the lads tonight. Thought PSG was more of a threat at home and school does compared to Barca. I think I'd agree on that. I thought that we went in our way to the comeback, whereas Barcelona know they have a job to do in the second leg. Thoughts? Scoring two in the Nou Camp's not easy, though. That's what worries me.
Scoring two in the Nou Camp
and not conceding like five in the process.
They've got the away goal as well.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to score two.
Yeah.
With Young and Shaw suspended for the weekend, who starts left back and right back? Probably Rojo Delo. Is Shaw suspended as well for the weekend?
I didn't know he was suspended for the weekend.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Do you think Ollie will abandon the five at the back system? The goal in Paris was because Bailly forgot who's the right centre-back today.
Jeez,
Shaw lost track of the
Praises
biter. Might be better with back four with wingers. I thought the back three worked really well today because it allowed someone to always be like dealing with that little knobhead. So, I quite liked it, to be honest. Is McTominay first choice centre-mid for the rest of the year?
Well, with Herrera looking more likely that he's out the door coming somewhere. Matic,
changing perceptions, isn't it?
I'd have McTominay at the minute but for Matic, unless Matic comes back from his injury and just... puts in some incredible games, but yeah, I'd go with McTominay.
Who do I think would be a good replacement for Herrera? I don't think we have to go someone too similar. If you look at the transfer video that I did yesterday, that's my five transfers to make United champions again, and I go different style in midfield. Ratic says, do you think we should have taken Rom off? We covered that one. Big Lou, do you think we should stick with two up top? Personally, I think with Rashford and Lukaku, we press their back line better. I think we would press it a better if we had Lingard in there from the off. But it wasn't bad, I don't think. No, it was okay. Do we need to get youth involved in the second leg? Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely on the bench. It was quite incredible. Them celebrations when Rashford scores the penalty and you've got those youngsters on the pitch with them. They'll never forget that. So let's keep that momentum let's have them still playing.
Apart from the first 15 minutes, we looked the better side, says Tino. Unfortunately, we didn't really create enough chances. Nah, not good chances.
No.
Are you as confident as I am that we play that way at the Nou Camp that we can really hurt them? We've got to aggressively counter them.
Yeah.
Aggressively counter them. Like, forget two-touch. It's just got to come into someone and it's got to go into the channel rapid. Mm-hmm. And then we have to be clinical in that final third. Otherwise, we're just not going to do a damn thing. K-Town says, could not penetrate Barcelona on their off night. How do we penetrate them in a Nou Camp where they won't be as bad? You've just got to hope that you can sucker them in. Like, you got to just sit back and sit back and sit back because they'll bore you to death with just knocking it around all day long. And then you've just got to aggressively win it and get that shit out of pitch. Do you think if we rest Marshall and Jesse for the West Ham game, they could be fit enough to start the away leg? It's only 6 days away.
Yeah, not far away. And you know, the top four spot, I know there's no Champions League, it's such a big game, and it is important in a way, but making sure we're in it next year is even more important. So yeah, we go again with
Josh,
a team that Ollie likes.
Did the pants come off when McMayo took the ball off inside Messi? The pants nearly came off with that free kick early doors from Marcus.
Yeah. Hit it. There was an opportunity as well where it comes to Marcus on the volley, and he just overhit it a bit. But I could have, when it came to him, I thought, oh, he's going to bag this. Just overhit it a bit. But, you know, yeah, he's still
showing. It was the one with Marshall as well where he took the second touch. And it was a really heavy second touch, and you're like, that's so un-Marshall, in the box there, it's like glue normally. Oh. Josh, will United ever play a big European team in the Champions League without diving and being soft? No. Jabir, saw it at the match. How encouraging is this kind of performance with essentially 10 men when Ollie manages to get his own squad? Yeah. I mean, we're a million miles away from Champions League winners.
Yeah.
I mean, we could fluke our way forward into later rounds, but you couldn't comfortably say that we're the best team in Europe by a long stretch. So we don't really deserve to be in the semi-final, really, in my eyes. I think, yeah, you've got to... What Ollie needs is time. And to be fair, it was also what Louis and Jose probably needed and didn't get. You've got to give them time.
Yeah, how much patience we've got with them. But we need it because we don't want to be doing 20 years down the line of different managers and not giving any of them the right amount of time. Well, he's at the wheel, man. I don't know what's going to happen. Anything can happen.
Righty, I'm going to leave it there. I'm absolutely depressed. But thank you guys for watching. Make sure to hit that like. Check out the link in the description. Come and follow me on BetBull, Mr. Stephen Howson. And it's literally, I'll just choose a winner. And I'll do it live on one of the reviews as well. If you want to win a signed Marcus Rashford shirt,
do it.
And if you're a patron and you didn't get the email off me, you've got two chances to win. You can enter the patron one, and you can also enter the public one as well. So make sure you're following me on there, and I'm going to be giving a couple of those away. So thank you guys for joining us.
See you on. Well,
we'll see you tomorrow
thing.
For the Thursday club.
I'm
some
back.
Pizza.
On, I'm back on Saturday.
Pizza makes it all.
And Young's not going to be playing on the weekend. So I get to finally do one of these with him where I think he might be slightly happy because I see him won't be playing.
Good night.